Well, the holiday shopping season is here, and the ability to shop online has made it even easier to take care of everyone on our list. The popularity of Christmas gift guides has been on the rise in recent years, usually curated and co-signed by writers, editors, and social media influencers. Amanda Moll is a staff writer for The Atlantic. She joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Amanda, thanks very much for joining us. You describe yourself as the gift guide maestro in your career. What did you do?
Well, before I joined The Atlantic, I worked for a website called Purse Blog, which covers the luxury fashion shopping arena. And so every holiday season, I was in charge of our gift guide coverage. Some years that meant I made five or six. Some years that meant I made over a dozen in the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then I also did a bunch of Black Friday coverage. So I was basically a professional holiday shopper for a month every year for 10 years.
Was it fun?
No.
Oh, no!
Gift guides are omnipresent, and they're a lot of work. If you care about what goes into the gift guide, if you are a person or a writer or an influencer who has created, trust with your audience, you don't want to tell them to buy their family's things that might not work or that might be low quality. So you end up doing just a lot of scrolling for hours on end, looking for stuff that is good, looking for stuff that you have experience with and that you feel comfortable recommending. It is sort of endless work.
Sounds like it must be. So can you tell a little bit about what are some of the most unusual guides you put together or one of the more unusual items that you found while you were trolling through the web?
Well, years that we did a lot of gift guides, we got pretty creative. I've done gift guides for frenemies, for things to give people you don't really like.
You're kidding.
yeah. I've created gift guides for paranoiacs, all kinds of people, for the person you know who's trying to become an Instagram influencer. I've done some weird ones. And then also there is sort of a cottage industry within the gift guide sphere of just ridiculous, extravagant, expensive gift guides. Because everybody loves to look at what the impossibly wealthy are buying for each other. And those sometimes include private jets. They include his and hers Rolls Royces. They include, ridiculous vintage jewelry that costs, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. They include, sometimes stuffed animals that cost thousands of dollars.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Sounds like
crazy stuff.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about when somebody buys from a gift guide, what exactly happens? Is there some kind of payment that goes to the person who wrote that gift guide?
Often, yes. One of the reasons that these gift guides are so popular is because they have an upside for readers, they have an upside for the brands that are included, and they have a significant upside for publishers. The way that this works is known as affiliate marketing. So whoever is publishing the gift guide, via a news website, an influencer, whoever, can create through a third-party company sort of tracking links that help brands and retailers understand who has been sending them buyers. And then if you click on a tracking link, if you click on a link for, a new set of pajamas that somebody recommended on the internet, and then go and buy those pajamas, but also buy whatever else, or don't buy the pajamas, but end up at Nordstrom and realize that you need a new pair of winter boots. Whatever you buy after clicking that link, a percentage of it goes back to the person who published the gift guide for referring those sales. And that can be, 1 to 2% of the sale. It can be, I've seen deals up to 20 to 25% of sales, depending on what kind of agreement is between the publisher and the retailer.
Makes me want to write a gift guide. But no, I'll take your word for it that it's really not a lot of fun going through all of that. I guess consumers really like these things because they are easy. They don't have to do all that looking themselves. They can just go to your guide and say, hey, that works for me.
Right. The scale of internet shopping has become so ridiculous. Even trying to look through Amazon and pick, and pick, you know, a new type of socks to buy. It can be a little bit overwhelming and a little bit disorienting. So the internet at large is home to so many sales, so many options that, you know, somebody who has a job and a life and a family to take care of, it's hard to set aside the time to figure out and then feel confident in a purchase. So if you have like a website that you really like, or an influencer whose style you really appreciate, it sort of takes some of the guesswork out of it to just go to that person's gift guide, go to that person's website, see what they like, see what they're recommending, and then, you know, make a quick choice that you can feel confident in, instead of spending, you know, an hour or two mindlessly scrolling and then not ending up buying anything.